Hey, this is David Perdue from the Novice to Advanced Marketing System and MindAms.com. This is the Found Money Creating Streams of Passive Income course. This is a extra course for our insiders. This is not your monthly course that you usually get as part of the insiders group. This is a bonus course this month. This is a course that we are putting together because it is such an important topic. If you have already been in the system, and on your download page, you have seen that we did an hour long, a little bit more than an hour, video with Nicole Dean, and it was an awesome video for because Nicole walked us through the entire site, her entire site of Nicole on the Net and Coach Glue and her Kindle publishing at Amazon to show us how she's doing passive income in all of those areas. Now, I'm just going to give you a quick little overview of that video, because that video is kind of key to this whole thing. And Nicole is one of our favorite instructors at NAMS. We have 85 instructors at NAMS, and Nicole is one of their favorite instructors because she is so helpful and so generous with her time. And she was incredibly generous to let us just walk through that entire process with her. The reason that we did that, and I always tease her about this, is that we have an instructors-only JV/mastermind at our workshops. And at the last workshop, Nicole, we were all talking about what we were working on and what the new products were we were coming out with. And Nicole stood up and said, "Well, you know, my problem is I'm getting too lazy because I've got so much passive income, I don't have to really do much." And we laughed and teased her and groaned and threw rocks at her because, you know, passive income is the thing. That is what everybody wants more of. And passive income is otherwise known in a lot of businesses that grow, it's known as the base. So if you have passive income as your base income, that relieves so much stress and so much worry about what you're going to do in your business and where you're going to build your business, how you're going to build your business, and where your mortgage is going to come from. Now, if you're a solopreneur and you want to and you're trying to build a business, one of the very first things you have to focus on is building that base income. Going out there and grabbing enough revenue each month just to cover your mortgage is incredibly stressful. In the old days in the business world, and I'm an old guy, I'm 61 years old, and I've been around a long time and worked in corporate worlds and had my own businesses many times. And I've been online since 2006, creating businesses online, multiple streams of income online, as well as the MyNAMS membership and the NAMS workshop for the last 6 years now. And one of the things that in the old business world that we talked about was if you didn't have enough funding, enough capital in your business, you were going to spend most of your time worrying about where to get the mortgage, that you couldn't focus on how to grow your business. And growing your business is the key to staying in business. So we're going to go through this. And by the way, let me just introduce and say what we do differently here at our course training. You'll notice this is not a PowerPoint presentation. This is a mind map. And we use the same basic template for almost all of our mind maps. And you're welcome to ask questions as we go along here about the course as we get into the course. And we'll try to address those as we go. But this is the same basic template that we generally use for all of our courses. And we have a 6-step process that we work with. This one is always a little extra. So this is not one of our one of our templated steps in the process. But if you look at our process, it is 6 steps: dream, prototype, test, execute, feedback, and improve. Now, we have a course on our site at MindAms.com that you can sign up for. It's a e-course, and it is the 6 steps to implementing big ideas. And that's, we use the very 6 steps that we talk about there. So we're going to get started up here and just talk about what the purpose of this course is today. And I will continue to build on this mind map as we go through it. And one of the things I'll do is as we add things, I'll probably add links. I'll probably show you some other material on the web, and we'll add links to those things. And what this becomes is a downloadable checklist for you. This will be added to your site, to your download page, when we complete this course. And you'll have it in mind map format. This is FreeMind that I'm using. And you'll also have it in a Word document, as well as a HTML clickable document, so that you can use this as a checklist to go through the entire course and to go through the entire process of creating passive income. So the first thing I want to say is this is our core mission at NAMS: help as many people as possible become successful with their online business and build wealth in the process. Now, that is a very simple mission statement, and it's a very simple idea. We go back to this all the time, and helping as many people as possible is important to us. So we want to get as many folks moving in the right direction as we can, and we think the right direction is building passive income as fast as possible for your business. That's why it's incredibly appropriate for this course. It's successful, become successful with their online business. And you can do this in the offline world or online. Those lines are merging and getting grayer all the time, and cross-pollinating all the time. So don't think of this as just an online process and just an online business, because if you're not doing online, if you have an offline brick and mortar business and you're not doing online lead generation or online product sales, then you're missing the big boat. Even the big boys, the AT&T's, the Verizon's, the Walmart's, all of those folks understand the value of business online, because that's where the major growth is coming. And you'll see more and more of this as we get into the corporate world. Build wealth in the process. Now, this is to build wealth for you and me in the process. That's I'm always focused on helping you, but I focus on helping you to build wealth for myself and my family too. We all do that. We all want to make as much money as possible, because money is a great tool. And you don't want to be money driven, because you want to be family driven or lifestyle driven or whatever it is, your big reason why that you do what you do. But having enough money is the big tool that gives you the kind of freedom that you want. And after all, we're all after more freedom. That's why we're in business. It's why we want a business. And here, and the next step, I said building wealth in any business is about building building on your previous efforts. I had a father-in-law one time who was had a huge law firm. It was the third most profitable law firm in the country. And he said the key was one customer at a time and keeping those customers happy and building on them over and over. So he would watch me build my businesses and talk about how we needed to focus on not just gaining new customers, but keeping the customers we had and increasing the value of those customers. That's what we do with the passive income. That's what we do by building wealth in our online businesses. We're all about building more and more value for our customers, and the value then comes back to us from our customers. How many people know Ray Kroc? Type in the question box if you know who Ray Kroc is and what business he was involved in. Just go ahead and type it in the question box here. Tell me what business Ray Kroc was involved in. You may know him, you may not. Pat's got it. Who else? Kim, yep. Sam, you're saying real estate? That's kind of true. That's kind of true. Georgianne, you're close. It's not Wendy's. Yeah, so we've got several people in here with the right question or the right answer, and it is McDonald's. Sam has a very interesting take on it. Sam, I think you might be ahead of the crowd a little bit here. His take was that McDonald's was in the real estate business. If you're looking ahead, you knew he was in the hamburger business, fast food. The big money for McDonald's was real estate. That's true. And Sam is also saying franchising, and Jeff's saying franchising too. So one of the things I wanted to tell you about here with Ray Kroc was this is a guy who at 52 years old found a hamburger stand in California and loved their fries, loved their hamburgers. Milkshake mixer salesman. And he loved this McDonald's restaurant. And so he was able to actually put together enough capital with a partner to buy this restaurant and then turned it into a franchise. He was one of the first people that really built a franchise. And this then became their modus operandi. Instead of focusing on selling hamburgers, they focused on selling businesses. And they did that through the franchise model. Now, if you know Michael Gerber's book, The E-Myth, you're going to, this, by the way, is Ray Kroc. Let me just make this a little smaller so you can see it. This is Ray Kroc in front of his McDonald's hamburger stand. Over 1 billion served. That was a long time ago. And he became, in his later years, one of the wealthiest people in the world because of his ability to create more streams of income through franchising. This is not about franchising in the sense of selling a business. We're not talking today about franchising in the sense of selling a business. But in Michael Gerber's sense of the word, he uses franchising as part of the E-Myth and says that we should all be into franchising because franchising is about repeatable processes that can be built once and leveraged over and over. And the process becomes the asset. So if you have a process that anybody else can repeat, then you have a huge asset. Now, when you're building passive income, that's what you're trying to do, is create processes that you can leverage over and over to build more streams of income. That's why McDonald's had Hamburger U, and they created processes that people absolutely had to follow to become successful in McDonald's. They didn't go in there and create their own French fries. They didn't add their own menu. They did everything the same, and it became a very successful franchise and a huge company because of that. Now, we're going to talk today specifically about building those kind of little franchises, let's call them, in your business. Thank you, Craig. That was not our intention. I'm sorry. Let me fix this here. I did this. We did not change this. Thanks, Craig. I fixed that. I appreciate that. We were showing you the attendees' names, and we don't usually want to do that here because it also shows emails. So, Craig, we were doing that the other day for others that were in our insiders group, and we did not fix it on the screen here. So thanks for pointing that out. I appreciate that. Okay, so back to this. When we talk about the dream state for us in the six-step process that we use, you can think of it as building a mission, building a vision. I don't particularly think of it as creating goals because, to me, goals are executable items, executable tasks. But a vision is something that we want to look at. A vision is what's your vision for your business. Now, if we're teaching this course on passive income, we want to create endless and diversified streams of income. Now, how can you create an endless stream of income? We're going to get into that a lot today, but the key is that if you have a process that's working for you, then you can do that over and over. And if it's a process that you can document, then you can hire somebody to do it for you over and over. And you can build as many streams of income as you can hire out that way. So that's one of the keys that we're going to be focusing on today. Do the work once, get paid forever. I love that idea. Do the work once, get paid forever. And we're going to show you how to do that today as well. These two items should be top of your list. You want to work smart. That's what working smart is, doing work once and getting paid forever. and you want to create processes in your business that you can document and hand off to other people to actually create more and more income streams for you. The thing about passive income, we're going to come back to this diagram in a second, but the thing about passive income is that you want to be incredibly active when you're building passive income. Passive income does not mean that you are passive. Passive income means that you get income in a passive way. The key to having your foundation in place is to be incredibly active as you go. So you want to build as many streams as possible, and it is a lot of work. So don't confuse passive income with not working, because that doesn't happen. Okay? All right. So let's look at these five areas. If you got the documentation and you looked at it, you'll recognize these five areas. And if you watch the first video that we created about passive income, you'll see these five areas that we've identified as keys to passive income: affiliate marketing, selling yourself, investing, selling products, and advertising. We're not going to go into a lot of depth on two of these, but we are going to focus on three of these pretty heavily as we go through this process today. Now, When we talk about prototyping and testing, you'll notice these are in order. You create your vision, that part of the dream state now, and then we get into what we call prototyping. Prototyping is where you create documentation that you want to talk about. It's basically communication tool. So we're going to get into that in a second and talk about the prototyping of your processes. So first tell me, do you guys have a vision? Tell me who has a vision and how it differs. If you have something that differs from what we have here, go ahead and type it in the question box, and I will add it to this statement so that we can make this as complete as possible. So tell me what you would like to see added to the passive income vision here. There's quite a few people on here. I'm sure that you have some vision of your own business and how you want to see that grow. So I'm going to give you just a couple of seconds here to type in what you think your vision should be for a passive income business. Susanna, tell me a little more about what you mean by training and courses. Okay, Leo says book publishing. Good. Hey, Rose, you're asking if this is a live call. It certainly is a live call. Yes, it is. It will be recorded and in the download area when you when we finish. So, yep, it is live. Neil says membership subscription. Okay, good. Brian says marketing. I don't know what we need to. I think marketing is more of an activity. Brian, talk a little bit more about what you mean by marketing in here, and we'll see if we can add it. So some of the statements I'm getting here are, let's just add these, some of these to the to our vision here. So we have Susanna, who wants to do training courses. And that is teach others what I know and have it available online. Okay, so that is a product, basically. She's wanting to create products. And we'll talk about how to take products and turn them into passive income. And that's one of the ways that fits into our selling products model over here. Let's see. We had Jeff. Leo said book publishing. Book publishing is a passive income. Once it's done, it can sell over and over. Neil says membership sites and subscriptions. Okay, that's one way. And let's see, Jeff says setting up your website for recurring income. So that would be memberships and subscriptions. Rose says to educate young women and their self-worth. To educate young women of their self-worth. So I think that would be training courses as well. And then Georgiana says, membership, love to have a website like Nicole Dean's, wouldn't we all? And Kit says, looks like these five areas cover just about everything. Diversification. Okay, here's an interesting one. Diversification. Lauren says, my idea for business is beginning with something technical, domain flipping maybe, to learn more about the technical and marketing side of things, and then a second step will move into product creation. Okay? Diversification. I want to go back to that because I think that's an incredibly important concept. Okay, and automated sales funnels, Michael says. Excellent. Social media training, Brian says. Social media training. Okay, good. Okay, thanks. This is a lot. We've gotten a lot of good things in here. Passive income, monthly membership, website for a Google Hangout, putting out a monthly Kindle book. These are already, Shirley has multiple ideas here that will be different streams of passive income. Once a year, put out a book in print and a year's worth of content. There you go. Kim, help pre- and perimenopausal women stop their hot flashes, sleep better at night, and regain their energy. That's kind of a product, USP. Not sure that is a passive income path. We might want to talk about ways of doing that, Kim, such as books, training, membership sites, those kind of things. Those would be the aspects of creating passive income for that product idea. All right. So I think we do have most of it covered here in our five areas. And you could actually focus on one of these, only one of these. And one of the things that you'll notice in the training that we gave you so far is that you can do a self-assessment and really kind of determine whether you're a follower or a leader, and then determine which of these works for you based on your personality. That's an important thing to don't pass that up, because if you're doing something that doesn't fit for you, it becomes really hard work and you don't want to do it. So for me, I can tell you right off the top of my head that one of the things I'm not all that excited about doing is selling yourself. I'm not interested in celebrity marketing. I'm not interested in becoming the guru. I'm not interested in becoming the person out there that is always out in front driving other people. I'm more of a connector, a back-end person, somebody who likes to stay in the background and bring value to other people. So I have to be out front to an extent to do this kind of training, but I prefer to be in the background mostly. So there you go. Okay, so now let's talk about the prototype. The prototype is, like I said, is an opportunity to have a discussion. If you think about a patent process, one of the things that people do in patenting, I have a good friend who is a major attorney, partner in an attorney in a law firm, and his focus is patents. One of the things that he does is clients will come to him and they come with an idea. And I'll give you an idea right here that I went to him with, because I thought, you know, I'm sitting in front of a monitor all day long and I have a webcam over here on my monitor. And I have to look into the webcam itself for people to see my eyes. If I look at the screen, they don't see my eyes. They see me looking down at the monitor. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be great to have a monitor that had a camera in the middle of the monitor through some kind of, some kind of technology that you could actually not see the camera, but the monitor could act as a camera and see you. So I called him and said, Steve, this sounds like a pretty good idea to me. What do you think? And he said, yeah, it does sound like a good idea. Let's just check. So in about 30 seconds, he went to his iPhone, and you can do this on your iPhone now. He went to his iPhone, he looked it up, and he said, yep, it's a great idea. Apple owns the patent on that already. So Apple is working on a monitor that you will have a camera right smack in the middle of your monitor, and it's called translucent It's got a translucent kind of screen so that you can see straight through it to the camera. So it was a great idea. But all I did was have an idea, typed it up on a little piece of paper, and sent it to him via email first. Then we called and talked about it, and he looked it up and validated that it was a great idea, but it was somebody else's already, that it was a patented idea already. Now, that was a type of prototype. Typing that that little paragraph was a type of prototype. That's what you want to do. When people talked about getting rich off of the back of a napkin in the dot-com bubble, that's what they were doing. They were prototyping on napkins and turning those drawings into major applications, products, processes. Amazon was born that way. Many other big companies were born that way. And it just starts with an idea on a piece of paper. So in this arena, what we're talking about is communication. We're talking about these ideas that we want to look at. We're going to look at those five ideas that we had above: investing, affiliate marketing, selling products, advertising, and selling yourself. Now, we're not doing anything at this point. We're just talking about them. We talked about repeatable processes. We're using a repeatable process right now, which is the six steps process that I have. This is not a, I'm not reinventing the wheel with this. This is a time-tested process that has been used by scientific communities for a long time. You just basically take an idea, create an experiment, test it, execute it, get feedback on it, and improve it. So that is a repeatable process. I use it all the time, and it's become kind of the asset for my business, because you can do this too. Anybody can take this very same thing and apply it to your business, and I encourage you to do that. But because we're creating courses based on these six steps, they've been very successful because we're very methodical about it. And then we have e-courses, right? So you can have an e-course idea. We're talking about investing. And the reason we're talking about investing here is that you are doing the work once. You're actually building processes. You're building content. You're building products. And then you do those things and keep them in an automated system so that they work for you over and over. E-courses, I love e-courses because we can put those in an autoresponder system, and we not only train people, but we also drive them into other product sales through affiliate marketing, and you start cross-pollinating many of these opportunities, and you start moving into many of these different buckets, is what I'm saying, from investing to affiliate marketing to selling our own products. But once you start the communication process with e-courses and AR series, autoresponder series, you're driving more and more passive income, because those work whether you do or not. I love that phrase. They work whether you do or not. So, you know, if you go to the beach and you're laying out on the beach reading a book, your e-courses and your autoresponder series are working for you. Same with your outsourcers. Outsourcing is an investment because they can take these very same processes that you're creating. In fact, they can create e-courses for you if you give them documentation on how to do it, and you give them the keys to building a successful e-course. An outsourcer who, you know, maybe you've got an outsourcer that you can use that is, you're going to pay $100 a month, let's say, and you're going to get 10 hours a week, and they live in Romania. And they speak really good English, and you can get those people to do for you what you want. In fact, I'll give you a good example here. Let me see if I can go find it and show you what I'm talking about. I have a place on our site that is very popular, and it is, let me see if I can find it here, nams.ws/. Okay, it's coming up. This is on the MyNAMS membership site, and it's one of the benefits for our members, and it is called the Niche Mall. This is a process that I have in place to, we have over 1,000 products in these different categories, and we have these set up for our members at the NAMS membership site so that they can create, or actually just grab, a link and sell any of the products that we have here with their PayPal ID and with their affiliate link, which leads to their PayPal ID, and they get 100% commission on all of these products. So if somebody wants to create this product or create a sales funnel with this product, you don't have your own, but you're looking for 100% instant commission, you come over here, you click in any of these categories, you go to the create custom ad, and it comes up on the screen, and you can create an ad of any kind, text or image. So if I put the image in here, make this a little bigger. Then you start creating your own your own ad. I'm not going to go through the process of building this ad, but you can change the type and the borders and all of that stuff. So you can do a lot here. This, then you can grab this code and throw it on your site, and here is your affiliate link right here. Now this affiliate link, you can actually put that in your email, drive people to the sales page, and all they would see when they went to the sales page is this. And when the person bought this book for $14.97, by clicking that link, it would go to the PayPal address and you would get the commission on this, 100% commission. That's it. So you have an entire marketplace that you can pick and choose here. So the point of this, though, is this is an outsourced product. This is an outsourced package. I have a guy that is on a retainer with me that works for me in Romania, and he has worked for me for 7 years now, and he puts these products together for me. We buy PLR and master resale rights to a lot of products, and we get those in this system so that these are low-end funnel starters for you to get people into your system. So this guy is building, based on my specifications, all of these products for us. And he's been doing this for me for a long, long time. He's taken it so far, by the way, that he has outsourced some of the more rudimentary processes to his own mother. So he's sharing his income from me with his mother because she's doing some of the grunt work for him. That's and basically what I'm just saying here is that outsourcing, once you get that moving for you and it works for you, it's a great tool because it's kind of the only set it and forget it thing that's out there for real. You can get somebody out doing the same processes for you over and over. I have probably 5 or 6 people who are doing specific outsourcing tasks for me right now, and they do them on a regular basis every month. Repurposing is a great opportunity for you as well. You build, and Nicole talked about this a lot. If we went and looked at Nicole's site, and I'll pull this over here so that I can pull up sites. Come on. And drive them and show you when we talk about them. So if we go to Nicole's site, and you saw this on her video, if you've watched that video, she does a lot of repurposing of what's called her expert brief series. And let's see. She has a lot of expert brief series here. This one is Dinner Hacks. This is like the last one for her. It was done October 5th. She's probably got another one in here too. But this is one of the expert, and then you can see right here is Blogging for Profit, and that was an expert briefs that she turned into a Kindle ebook. So the way she does this is she grabs content from guest posters, basically. These become paragraphs or chapters in a Kindle book that she will create. But first it starts as a blog post. These are affiliate links to the guest posters. So she's getting passive income from that. And then she repurposes this content into Kindle books, reports. She uses some of this stuff in her coaching content. And there's just a multitude of ways of using this. And she can also use these on her podcast, as well as in some of the SlideShare work that she's doing. Let's see. Kim says, how do we find good people to outsource to? Good question, Kim, and I'll tell you how I find people. And it's really worked for me pretty well. I'll give you the example of the guy that I use in Romania first. 7 years ago, I wanted to move links from a PDF document that I had created to an Excel spreadsheet. I had had a database crash and had lost the original document, so I wanted to just recapture all of those links into it was a PDF that I had on Free Tools, and there was over 100 of those links. So basically, I went to a site called, at that time it was called Rent-A-Coder, then it became, I think it's now a part of freelancer.com, and I hired a guy in Romania to do this for $10. And it was a one-job, one-time project. And he had 3 days to get it done. And in about an hour and a half, he came back to me and he had it done. And it was perfect. So I kept him on my favorites list of outsourcers. The next thing I did was something else, and it was $25. And then the next thing was, you know, something else, and it was $50. And the next thing was something else, and it was $100. And before long, I'm talking to him on the phone and talking about being able to use him to create these sites for me. And at the time, he was an engineering student in Romania, and he spoke really good English, and he wanted to buy a car, so he was motivated to make some money. And it turns out that what I ended up paying him, and I ended up at a $250 a month retainer, and what I ended up paying him was almost half of what he was making from his engineering salary once he graduated from college. So this became a huge incentive for him to continue working with us. And he does a great job, and he continues to do a great job. Now, and then I find other people pretty much the same way, because I don't ever hire somebody straight up to do outsourcing for me. What I do is try them. One of the best ways of doing that is internships. So last year we did 14 interns, and of the 14 interns we are now working with paid basis, we're working with about four of those people who did a really good job, and we continued to work with them. And two of them actually became people that we did weekly live trainings with. If you know the MyNAM site, we do weekly live training with somebody on a specific topic. And two of them became people that we did a training with because they had expert knowledge in a specific area that our members needed to know about. So outsourcing relationships can turn into something really good. We were talking about repurposing. I showed you the Nicole Dean site, and Jeff Herring is a master of repurposing. He is the content king. He has some of the most views on eZine articles. He's got over 1 million views of his articles on eZine articles. He's been writing articles forever, so he's got a lot of coaching and a lot of content creation experience. And he repurposes all those into reports and books and podcasts and videos, and does a great job with that. Debbie Drum and Amy Harrop was one of the people that we those folks we were putting into your the presentation of their live training was so good that we put that down in the bonus section of your download page for this course. So you want to be sure to take a look at that, because they actually have a system for building 30 different ways of using the same content and driving it to different places. So repurposing is a way to invest. You want to do the work once, get paid forever, and you do that by investing time in reusing the same content you have. Another way, and this is my favorite way, is membership sites. I love being able to go to my membership dashboard and see what income is coming in the next 30 days if I do nothing else. If I don't have any other promotions, I know that this income is coming in for the next 30 days. But you got to know your numbers. Paul Evans, Daniel Hall, Nicole Dean, and Melissa Ingold, these folks are really good at building membership sites that work. I'm going to tell you a little bit about them. Paul Evans, one of our instructors at NAMS, Paul is an outstanding speaker. He gets paid big money as a speaker. But he's also a very spiritual guy. So one of his membership sites is actually a, and he will tell you this on in any of the training that he does, so I'm not speaking out of school when I tell you what the niche is or what the site is. But Paul is creating and has, for the last 4 or 5 years, created a weekly youth minister material that youth ministers can download, and his membership site is $10 a month. And so people, and he advertises through one funnel that works for him, and he has 3,600 members. Okay, do that math real quick. 3,600 times 10, that's a pretty good chunk of change every month, right? 3,600 times 10, $36,000. And he's not sharing it with affiliates. It's not an affiliate process that he's using. So that is monthly base income that comes from a single niche that's very focused, serves a very specific purpose, and he provides great value once a month to these people. And they stay because of the pricing that he's tested and the processes that he has in place. This all works for him. Now, Daniel Hall builds membership sites that are fixed-term membership sites. Fixed-term membership sites have a fixed length of time, so it may actually be 1 month, or it may be 6 months, or it may be a dozen months, or 3 years, who knows. But it's going to end at some point. That's what a fixed-term membership site is. And Daniel does really well with that because he can emphasize the fixed-termness of the membership site. And then after that, I just, by the way, created that whole term, fixed-termness. He can emphasize that and sell that as a benefit to people. You join this membership, you pay for 3 months, or you pay for 2 months, or you pay for 6 months, and then you get all the material, and you continue getting the new material that comes in, but you've done it once, and you stay there. It's a great model, and he's doing a really bang-up job. Daniel had a seven-figure year last year with this model. Nicole Dean, Melissa Ingold have Coach Glue. I love Coach Glue's site. It's a great site. They have other sites. Nicole has multiple membership sites. Melissa has multiple membership sites. One of the membership sites that they do is Coach Glue, and they've done a great job of monetizing that and building a funnel to that site, and it's gone very fast, very quickly. I want to show you the MyNAMS monthly membership and the Insiders Club and the Lifetime membership. You got to know your numbers when you're doing memberships. And this is an important chart for us. This is our retention chart. We started at $9.70, $14.97. We moved to $14.97. We went to $19.97. We went to $24.97, then $27. And we went to $39.97. And it is a $97 monthly membership, but we discount it to these prices over time. We don't offer the lower prices. Once we go to a higher price, we don't offer the lower prices any longer. And what we do is we keep moving up the scale until the price hits a limit. People aren't willing to pay that any longer. So then we start looking at what the sweet spot is and where you make the most money with the right price. So, for example, this $9.70, now the percent gone is the percentage of people at that level who've left the membership. At $19.97, we offered lifetime memberships. We'd never done that before. We had never done lifetime memberships. So we had people who were in the system 9 months, 6 months, 9 months, and a year in some cases. Actually, in a lot of cases, over a year. And I wanted to reward those folks for being in the early membership. So I offered a really good deal on lifetime membership. And most of these converted to lifetime membership. So that's why our numbers are so high here. But look at the average length of stay for a $9.70 member. That was 299 days. That's almost a year. So let's say it's 10 months. So 10 months, that was the value of that member was $97 if that's all they purchased. But because I have them in our system and we have a lot of products, then we probably have our yearly customer value is over $200 per customer in our system. So these people are buying a lot more than just the membership. But that's why you want to have memberships, is so that you can keep people in your system and keep a recurring monthly income coming in. This is your base. You want the recurring monthly income. What do you create a membership on? I have a membership that I'm creating on that is a spiritual site. We'll probably do a fixed membership on that because it's going to be a monthly for 12 months. And it's going to be a low cost. And we're going to drive as many members in as possible because it's a completely automated membership site. We have other niches that we're building membership sites in. I have four memberships in the MyNAM system. Is that right? Four or five? We might have five memberships in the MyNAM's membership system now. Some open-ended, like the monthly membership. The monthly Insiders Club is a monthly membership. The lifetime membership is a fixed term membership. And the reason it's gone to fixed term is because we offer it right now, and I'm going to say this on the recording, but I'll also say that the price is going up in, how many days is it? 7 days. It goes up a week from today. So who knows what the price is if you're listening to this later. But right now it's $297, and in 7 days it goes up to $397. And that is a one-time fee. But we've also offered a four-payment system, turning that into a fixed-term membership for four payments. I think the payments are $79 or $97, I can't remember. But that's what we're doing, is creating these three membership levels. And the lifetime is only for the monthly. The MNTB stands for MyNAM's Total Business System, and that is our middle membership level. The Insiders does not get a lifetime membership. You have to earn that. You can earn a lifetime membership by completing all of the challenges that we do in the Insiders Club. But it's a 12-month process. So we have those three plus two additional memberships in our system, which are other fixed-term memberships. And we'll be doing more and more of those kind of memberships because we love the recurring income, as you will too. But my point in showing you this is you got to know your numbers. You got to understand what the right price is, what your retention is, and you got to know how to get back to the right prices. So we're doing more and more of that. And it really is helping us build a system that has a really good base income. And once you understand those numbers, by the way, then you can start building. You understand your numbers and you understand it is a numbers game. Then you know how to scale your business so that all you have to do is drive in more leads, and you start understanding what your conversion numbers are, and you know how much you can spend on advertising to make money. To make positive money, not to spend and lose the advertising money. So that's what I love about Nicole Dean and Daniel Hall and Paul Evans, is that they know their numbers so well that they know that they can give up some front-end sales because they're going to make it up on the back end. They know the value of their customers throughout the system. Okay, now let's talk about software a little bit. Software is a great way of investing in your business. I'm going to show you a couple of things here. One of the things you're going to find when you build a business, if you have a business already, you know this. If you are building a business, you're running into it too, probably. If you're thinking about running into a business, this is the blessing of having a business. It's not a problem. It is a blessing. You will run into issues. You will run into things that are unique to you, you think, and then you find out that a lot of the other people that you know out there have the same problem, and they may or may not have a good solution to it. You can build a solution to your problems that can be shared with more and more people for a fee. And that becomes product sales, obviously. But if you can build a, if you can create a solution and it can be a process and it can be recreated, then you have the opportunity to create a real product and sell that product over and over. This is an example. From my dashboard in my WordPress backend, you see this says NAMS contest, NAMS dashboard, NAMS directory, NAMS global opt-in progress, promote button, NAMS questions, NAMS reports. All of these are, including the My Smart List down here, all of these are plugins that I have had created for my system, which are specific to us. Right now, what we're doing on all of these plugins, first what we did was solve our own problems. Then we went back and we figured out how to make these more streamlined and make them more make them have more appeal to the general population, to the people who might be suffering the same problems. And we'll be selling each of these plugins in an ongoing basis going forward. So these will be single product sales. And there'll be some of them will be low-end products that will drive people into the system. Some of them will be high-end products that we'll sell for a higher ticket item. And what we've done is invest in our problems to create solutions. And sometimes you take a problem that you have and you create a solution for it and it turns into a recurring membership. So this is XBrander. XBrander is with the problem. Let me tell you about the problem here, what the problem was. The problem was that for the last 10 years, pretty much, there was a single software out there that was the best branding software that people were using. Because of it being kind of ubiquitous among marketers, a lot of folks were using this branding software, and that company went out of business this year. This year, 2013. I don't know if they're completely out of business, but what they you can no longer buy the product from them. Well, we use a lot of brandable reports in our system, and we wanted to have brandable reports not only on Word documents, but also on PDFs that created PDFs from Word documents and from PowerPoints and possibly videos. So right now we're focused only on creating PDFs from Word documents, but we're going to be building those others out as well soon. And a partner and I put this together, and we have a site now called xbrander.com where you can go get a free branding tool. And it also solves a couple other problems, like creating a directory of ebooks that are brandable ebooks for affiliate programs that you can jump into and all of that. So this is investing in problems. And that's what software is. Software is problems and solutions. Software helps you automate, and you're wanting to streamline your business and create repeatable processes. Don't overlook your ability to create software from those. And the last thing in investing is don't forget about partnerships and relationships. The person on the XBrander that I just told you about, he is a great partner and has a great relationship with me. We have a great relationship together. And he was a software developer who was doing some of the plugin creation for us. And so he and I created a partnership to do the XBrander thing together. And we know that we can work well together. We have worked well together. And so you want to leverage those partnerships and relationships. Partnerships and relationships can be one of your biggest assets. You want to make sure that you include those in your list of assets of your business. Does this make sense about the prototyping and on the investing side of this whole thing? Are you getting in what you need out of this to understand where the passive income opportunities are? And remember, these are discussion points, not execution points. Okay, good, good. I'm seeing a lot of good positives here. Excellent. All right. Let's look at affiliate marketing. I think affiliate marketing, we talked a little bit about it, I'm going to show you why I think affiliate marketing is changing completely, especially outside of the internet marketing space. I hope it changes. And I'm going to do as much as I can to help it change, because I believe very, very strongly in this model. This is probably my favorite model, is the affiliate marketing and creating products. I love to create products. So that really fits right into my investing and these top three, the affiliate marketing and the creating products. So what I'm asking you is, are you going to sell hamburgers or are you going to build stores? So if you're selling hamburgers, you're going to go to ClickBank and you're going to grab a link and you're going to put it in an email and you're going to send it out one time and you get a half a dozen sales and you're done with it. If you're building a store, a stream of income, you're going to build a site around that. You're going to build you're going to find a niche, you're going to find multiple products, and you're going to build a site around that, and then you're going to drive people to your site. I think I talk about that here more than I do up here, but that's the focus of this, is when you go to clickbankcj.com, share a sell, and other programs, you want to pick evergreen products, and you want to build a site around that product. You want to make your site the target, not the product. Not the product that you've created the affiliate link for. Make your site the target. Do your entire internet marketing business processes on that site. So, for example, capture their email addresses. Build a list on that topic. A list is a huge asset for you. And once you start building a list on that topic, then you can sell them not just the one product that you're interested in, but multiple products. That becomes a stream for you. You really start driving more and more products into the system that way, and more and more sales into your system that way. And when you have a site that has more than one product on it, you have multiple streams of income. So, for example, mynams.com, we have 367 products in our system. Every time we create a webinar on Wednesdays, that becomes a $7 product for us. And the reason we have those as $7 products is so that people can drive folks back to our low-cost funnel of $7, and you can, with your affiliate link, drive people into our system and get people locked in. Now, we're going to talk about that in just a second, the locked-in part. But I want to make sure that we focus on evergreen products. And we're going to talk about that over here in creation, too. But evergreen products, when you're creating multiple streams of income, it's a really, really bad idea to create a product or to create a stream of income on something that is not going to be there in 3 or 4 years. So, in fact, I'm going to jump over here because this applies here as well. In the selling of the product, let's jump down here. I use this in selling products. If you're going to create products in this category of selling products, I said be sure to be evergreen, evergreen, evergreen. Barbecue grills are not evergreen. They're long-term, and that's a pretty good niche to get into because they don't change all that much. But there are different models that come out every year. So you have to update, upgrade. You have to get rid of old models. You don't want to get started selling the egg if the egg is a new fad or trend. Unless it's going to create an entire category of product, which it kind of has. But if you focus on recipe books, that's evergreen. Recipe books are evergreen products. What other evergreen products can you think of? So remember, we're thinking about going to an affiliate site and creating long-term streams of income. So start typing in your system, in your niches, in the question box here, in your niches, type in what you think the evergreen products are in your niche. I want to see what your ideas are for evergreen products in your niche. Okay, Jeff says cake recipes. Okay, Leo says technology breakthroughs. Leo, technology breakthroughs. You'll have to explain that one a little more to me. Tim says health. Tell me more about health, Tim. That's a huge category. What are evergreen products in health? Kit says productivity, time management. That's a good one, Kit, because people are always looking for more productivity opportunities, and time management, is timeless because people are always doing that. Neil says SEO. I'm not so sure about that because that changes all the time, Neil. So Tim says knees in the health category. Knees. So would you be talking about knee exercises, knee therapy, knee replacement, those kind of things? I would think more in the knee exercise and rehab more than the replacement, because if you did knee replacement, that changes a lot too with new technology. Self-study detox, Kim says. Relationships, Tim says. Leo says he's following science and tech news for his stories. Okay, so that's not going to be something, I mean, you can have a membership site that definitely is a news site. Leo, you can have a news site that would be keeping people abreast of the news in the technology world, but it's not something you can build an evergreen product around and just leave it. That's kind of what I'm talking about here, is an evergreen product and that you can leave, create a stream of income and drive a marketing funnel to it, and that'll work. Yeah, Jeff says dog training. That's forever an evergreen product with a lot of legs on it and a ton of competition. Kim says self-study weight loss. Yep, huge market, huge competition. So if you're going to do something like dog training or self-study weight loss, what would you do to really get started in that market and create an impact? Well, for dog training, maybe it's dog training for retrievers, dog training for hunting dogs, dog training for service dogs. You really want to start getting specific, and we're going to look at how to do that as well in just a second. Teaching therapies for musculoskeletal problems, Susanna says. Daniel says procrastination and focus. Yep. Science fiction is Leo's. Holistic health remedies from Neil. Okay, a lot of good ideas in here. Solar and wind-powered energy, Jess. Okay, good. Great. This is helpful. Good job. So you guys are getting the idea of what evergreen products are. It's really important. Now, you can always add products to your evergreen stream. So if you're doing barbecue recipe books as your main stream, you can always add additional affiliate links, such as Amazon links to barbecue grills, barbecue aprons, barbecue utensils, all of that, so that you can start driving into that funnel and taking advantage of it. Okay. Now I want to go back up here to the affiliate marketing, because affiliate marketing is we've identified the evergreen products. Make your site the target, not the product, and that's the stream. Then we talk about database tagging versus cookies. Everybody wants to know about lifetime cookies and how long is the cookie and who gets the cookie. Is it the first cookie or the last cookie? A couple of people have asked if we are recording this and will there be a replay. The replay of this will be down in the course download page, so you'll be able to watch the entire thing over and over as long as you want. You are a lifetime member of this course, so you'll have access to it forever. So there you go. Let's see. What was I saying? Oh, database tagging versus cookies. When people tell you that they have a cookie, realize that cookies can be overwritten or deleted at any time. When you are dealing in cookies, you're dealing in the temporary. So no matter what somebody says, they can say, oh, we've got a 360-day lifetime cookie or a 360-day, 5-day cookie. Great. Somebody clicks on my affiliate link. I'm tagged as the referrer for that person, and the cookie is good for 365 days unless somebody else clicks on another referrer's link into that, or the user deletes his browser cookies. And a lot of folks delete their browser cookies because they delete their history. So cookies are temporary. Lifetime database referral is not. Lifetime database referral means that you get tagged in a database in the software, and if you are the first person to bring that referral in, that person is your referral for life. Now that's pretty powerful. That you are tagged for life. We've started doing that about 3 years ago, and we're getting a ton of people who love that system. Let me see, where is, I think I put it in, maybe I didn't put it in here. Oh, there it is. Yeah, we'll come back to this in a second. Okay, so this will show you the benefit of doing that when we get there. So what I've got here is in this mind map, and remember, you're going to get a copy of this mind map too in your on the download. So you can, if you don't use FreeMind, we'll have it for you to download as an Excel file. I'm sorry, not an Excel file, an HTML file, and you'll just unzip it and put it on your in your directory, and you can click on anything in that HTML file and access all of these tools. So you can click on this, and it will take you to a YouTube page for us that shows, this is a brand new video that we just created that shows,
finally someone gets it, a very,
the difference between lifetime cookies and database referrals, and why you want to do database referrals. So that's there for you. Now think about that. We have people in our affiliate system who've been there for 5 years who have promoted regularly, and they're making really good money on a regular basis. And we have people who have promoted one time. I'll give you an example of one person who promoted a free product. In fact, he promoted the 6 Steps free course about, let's see, this was in September of 2010, I think. And in April of 2000, he hadn't promoted anything else. He got 152 people in the system when he did that free promotion. By April of 2011, he had gotten $2,000 in commission, and he didn't remember promoting our system because all he did was promote a free product. But now he's a believer, obviously, in the lifetime database referrals, because once you're in, you continue to get the reward for having made the introduction. I love lifetime database referrals. That's why I promote these people down here. Our site does it. The MyNAMS Total Business System does it. Oops, didn't mean to click on that. So when you click these links, by the way, it's going to take you to the page where they have a red arrow here. So it'll take you right to that page. And on some of these, let's see, yeah, we also have the URL out here as well, so you can click that as well. You click the red arrow and it takes you to that page. Okay, so one of the things that I love to do, and I like to find people who do what we do and build those relationships with those people. So Melissa Ingold and Nicole Deans, Coach Glue, is a lifetime database referral. Kelly McCauzy, Solo Smarts, lifetime database referral. Angela Wills, Marketers Mojo, lifetime database referral. Alice Seba's All PLR Content, lifetime database referral. So there's a lot more out there, and we're going to continue adding to that list. This is going to become a big focus for us, as well as we'll keep this list updated for you in this Found Money course, so that you can become an affiliate for these programs as well. Because I can be doing anything. I can, like this weekend, I was at the football game. I went to one of my wife's college football games. She's a huge fan of Alabama football. So we went to the stadium. I spent the entire weekend there, three days, and made several sales on both Kelly McCauzy's site and Nicole Deans' site this weekend for having made referrals over the summer. This is October. So I made referrals over the summer, and I continue to get sales on a daily, weekly basis from these people. That's passive income. That's really good passive income. And that's what I want to do, and I want you to do it as well, is to find these programs that create lifetime database referrals. There's nothing more valuable than that. And then it gets you out of the whole launch mode, the whole got to build a big bonus so that I can get the last click of the cookies, so that somebody doesn't overwrite my cookie. That's to me, this is the smart way to do affiliate marketing. Okay, so that's enough about the lifetime database referrals. But here are some other things about lifetime, about getting into this kind of an affiliate referral. You want to make sure that the people you are promoting in lifetime database referrals have lots of products. If they're doing it with one product, then you get that sale and, you know, that's, you're done. But for Nicole, Alice, Kelly, and Angela there that I showed you, as well as the MyNAM system, they have dozens and dozens of products. So they continue to make sales for you all the time. Many of you on this course came in from Jason and Will this weekend. We did a big push to Jason and Will's people with a private offering of this course to his community. Now, the reason we did that was we wanted to tap into that community. But Will approached me and said he wanted to get as many people into our lifetime database referral program as possible. So what we did was create this offer for them, drove in a bunch of people. He made almost no sales on the front end, which is fine, because once people are in our system, they will continue to buy things as we go through the entire through the lifetime of the customer's relationship with us. Let's see, Kathy, you're asking, can we access the promo materials for their products through MyNAMS? Are you talking about their products being Nicole and those other programs I showed you here? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, okay, yeah. So when I go back up here, when you come to this, and I'll just show you here. Here are the links for these programs. So for my NAMS system, it's the nams.ws/join. You're already a member of this product. Okay, Rose, I'm coming to that. So hang on just a second. I'm going to talk about the lifetime database tagging on sites. There's a specific product that I think a membership product that I love and that these all use that will help you get that under control. So here, nams.ws/join. I'm just going to type these in here and you guys can grab them. Let's see. The best way to do this is Control K. Sorry. That wasn't what I wanted to do. Is that Control K? Yeah. Okay.
Finally, someone gets it. A very successful online marketer with a large buyers list.
Okay, and Coach Glue is... I'm putting these in the question box so you can go look at them. And by the way, we have an entire presentation on our site about lifetime database referrals with a lot of supporting material there too. Some programs are say they're lifetime database, but they're not really. They're not really. They are lifetime cookies, and people get confused about the lifetime cookies. That is not really lifetime database referral. Okay, so Jeff, those links should be clickable. You should be able to click any of those. Anybody having any trouble clicking those links? Ron, are you saying yes, you're having trouble, or yes, they're clickable? Not clickable, not clickable. Oh, really? Okay. All right, so I'm going to drop them in the chat box here. Just one second. There they come to the chat box. Sorry about that, folks. Just one second. Those, check that. Those should be clickable in the chat box. Are you seeing those in the chat? Okay, good. Good. I didn't realize that. By the way, while I'm doing this, do you like the mind map method that we're doing here, the interaction of the mind map versus a PowerPoint? I'd like to hear your thoughts about that. Tell me what you think of the mind map versus PowerPoint. Okay. Good. Everybody, so far, yeah, everybody. Oh, wait. One person says they like the PowerPoint better. Okay, good, good. In this case, yeah, Art, there is a place for each, but I'm thinking in this case, Mind Map is a really good teaching tool. It gives us a great way of pulling these things together. Okay, so we talked about dozens of products, which is really important, and we talked about sending traffic once, making money forever on those you refer, and referring even more and making even more. So once people find out, that the system works this way, then they want to continue sending more traffic. It's almost like they want to have their entire database of customers in your system. It's like doubling their product offerings, or let's just say it's like offering an entirely new catalog. So it would be like Land's End decides that they want to put all their customers into L.L. Bean's system because L.L. Bean is going to reward the Land's End customer to Land's End. And every time they buy an L.L. Bean product, Land's End is going to get paid. So that's exactly what we've tried to create here. And that's exactly the kind of cross-pollination that we want and the partnerships that we're trying to build. So that's why we believe lifetime database referrals is the only way to go in affiliate marketing. And that's why we want you to build passive incomes that way. What's the other thing that you get? If you decide that you don't want to be part of the membership program. Let's say you've chosen Alice's all PLR content. You drive 200 people into Alice's program and you're going to get $2. Let's say you're getting $5 per click per year from those 200 people. So that's $1,000 you're getting from those 200 people from Alice's system. Let's say that you decide that you need to change. You want to change the way you're doing things. You're changing your business model. You're not going to be driving any more people into Alice's system. Those 200 people will continue to stay in that system, and you'll continue to be rewarded for those sales forever, no matter what you do. You don't have to drive any more people into that system, and you're going to continue to get rewarded. But people who are really smart figure out that they can continue to drive more and more people into those systems and build up more and more clicks because it is a numbers game. Once you get more people into the system, they're in there for life and you continue to get rewarded over time. Okay, so that's where we come into this. This is a large graph that shows you earnings per click. This is on our site, lifetime earnings per click for our top 20 affiliates. The top affiliate on our site is getting $6.37 per click. What that means is that that person is driving people into the site, and for every 100 people into the site, they're getting this amount. So 100 people equals $637 income. They know that by watching their numbers. They know that if they drive another 100 in, that over time they're going to double that amount of money. So everybody has a different earnings per click. And what that means is it kind of builds on a couple of things. It means that it reflects your relationship with your customers, and it also reflects your time of, or your length of time in the system. So this person has been in the system quite a long time, and they continue to drive more and more people into the system, so they always have fresh sales, fresh people into the system. This person at 74 cents a click is brand new, but they drove a ton of traffic in right away. They drove a ton of referrals in right away, and they're very new in the system, and they made a lot of big sales at the beginning, but they have a lot of people in the system, and over time, that number is going to increase a lot because those people will buy more and more and more. Okay, so I got a question here from Susanna. It says, those numbers reflect before they buy anything from you? No. No. In fact, what I was just saying about Jason and Will driving into this system, is that when they drove people into the system, we really weren't selling much. We had an upsell on the page, and we made a few sales on the upsell, but that wasn't the point. The point was to get as many people in the system as possible, because we continually have promotions, we continually have sales, we continually have offers, we continually have products that are available to people in passive ways through our site. So over a period of time, those people are going to continue to buy, and the earnings per customer will continue to increase. So that's what this chart shows. It's lifetime earnings per click. So for every click, that's what the return is through this lifetime database referral kind of program. Okay? Glad that made sense. I guess I'm using terms here that I want to make sure you understand. Earnings per click. Anybody not know what earnings per click means? Anybody need that explained? It's pretty simple. It's exactly what... okay, yeah, I will then. You drive... an earnings per click number is a one-to-one ratio. So one click, a person clicks on your affiliate link. That doesn't even mean that they... Okay, let me get real basic here about that. I'm wondering if I have a spreadsheet that shows that. Just one second. Yeah, I don't have one that I can show you. Okay, so if I send 100 people to Nicole's site, let's say I send 1,000 people to Nicole's site. 100 of those people click on my affiliate link. Okay? That's 100 clicks. Of those 100 people, let's say 20 purchase $100 worth, $200 worth of product, and I get $100 commission. Right? So, of the 100 clicks, I got $100 commission. So my earnings per click is $1. So you divide your clicks, or you divide your commission by the number of clicks. So 100 divided by 100 equals $1. Okay, that's your commission, earnings per click. When you go to CJ.com, in fact, we'll do that in a minute. Maybe that'll help. I don't use CJ.com. But it is a good site for understanding these kind of terms because they lay it out really well. Let's see if I can get over there and show you what that is. Oh man, we're running out of time. I gotta hurry up here. Like I said, I don't use CJ.com, so this is just an example. Let's see. Okay, here. So this is AT&T. See, AT&T has an affiliate program. Did you know that? AT&T has an affiliate. So does Verizon. So does, you know, just a ton of big companies out there. You hear Carbonite all the time advertising on the radio and TV. Now, Carbonite is somebody that I use. I love that product. But see here, declined application. They would not let me be an affiliate because I didn't drive enough traffic. They do things like TV and radio. That's the kind of traffic they're looking for. Their earnings per click, 3-month earnings per click, means the number of people that you drive in a 3-month period is going to yield $212 per click. That's awesome. That's awesome. $214 per click over a 7-day period. So these are the kind of numbers that you can really get behind, right? AT&T, look at that. $434, $365. Citi cards, $817 per click, $711. That's why so many people get into credit card promotion. Okay. Okay, so let's see. Tim says, Tim's asking how he can find out who referred him. You know, I don't think there is a way for you to find that out on our site, Tim. I can find that out and tell you, but you can't find it out on your site, on our site, from your in your own in your system on our site. So, I just wanted you to see the earnings per click and understand how you get these kind of things from CJ.com. Okay. Now, let's go back over here. I'm going to try to buzz through some of this stuff. Let me close this. You'll have this mind map, remember, to be able to go through all of these things as well. Selling products. Evergreen, evergreen, evergreen. We talked about that. Commodities. Things people have to have. Domain registration, hosting, seeds and gardening tools, seasonal renewals. You know, if you're in the gardening niche, people need gardening tools all the time. They break stuff. They get a new pair of... they get a new pair of gloves every year. They buy trees every year. So, you know, if you're into gardening, you want to sell people things that they need on a regular basis over and over. That's a commodity. If you go to the grocery store and buy bread, bread's a commodity. We don't get affiliate commissions on bread, but I'm trying to explain that's a commodity. Renewables. You want to focus on renewables. Continuity programs, product upgrades, membership fees. We talked about memberships and continuity programs, product upgrades. If you're selling products and you've got a major release, I just bought, I use, what is it that I use? AVG is my software for security, and I also use PC Tuneup, I think. Tuneup Utilities, that's what it is, PC Tuneup. And I just purchased that today. I did a product, I did an upgrade today for $29.95, or it was yesterday for $29.95, 2014 version. It added a new feature that I wanted, so they got me on a product upgrade. It was a major product upgrade, and a lot of folks are doing annual upgrades now. Okay. Let's see, no fads or trends. Please stay away from those things when you're selling products. Unless you want some quick money and you know how to do it. Sometimes some people call these hot topics. For example, if you know that Cabbage Patch Kid, boy, if I dated myself there. If you know the Cabbage Patch Kid is going to be really hot at Christmas time and you have a source for it, sure, put something up quickly and start driving traffic to that source, and you can make a lot of sales quickly and get a lot of cash quickly. But also realize it may be gone next spring, and you won't get any additional cash from that. Advertising, this is important. After you create your funnels, and we do that down here in the test area, you want to look at your ROI for your marketplace. So your dollars invested versus your dollars returned. You don't necessarily have to make money on the front end, but you got to know your back end so that you know where you're going to make money and how much you can make money. Now, my coach and I get together a lot and talk about, I have a business coach. Everybody needs a business coach. I have business coach that we get together twice a week and we talk about the funnels that I have and how to improve those funnels and the conversion and all of that stuff. And one of the things he told me was that one of his most successful clients had a $19.97 front-end offer that he gave 200% commission on. So if a person purchased the $19.97 offer, he paid the referrer $39 minus fees. That's not bad, right? I mean, that gets the affiliate's attention. But he could do that because he knew that on the back end, on the very next step in the funnel, he was going to make a couple $100. So he would give the $39 on the front end and keep the couple $100 on the back end because he knew his numbers. He knew what his conversion was going to be. And when you know your numbers, you know how much you can spend. So what the earnings per click does for you when you're into this business in a big way, I'm going to go back over here to earnings per click. If I'm doing $6.85 per click here on this site, then I know that I can spend $6.85 per advertising click. So cost per click, I could do an AdWords campaign and bid up to $6.85 and know that I would be breaking even. So that's what earnings per click gives you. That number gives you what you can spend to break even. Now, you don't necessarily want to spend the whole thing. You might want to just do $2, but you still would have an advertising ROI of $4.85 if you were driving people in. Now, is that true? It could be true, or it could be that you're doing $6.85 because these people know, like, and trust you. If you go out and get cold traffic, they may not know, like, and trust you, and you need to know what those numbers are. So you have to evaluate all of that stuff separately and know your numbers inside out. PPC advertising is AdWords, Facebook. There are other PPC advertising out there. That's pay-per-click advertising. ROI, by the way, is return on investment. Pay-per-click advertising. AdWords, I've got an example that I'll give you. This is one of my favorite because it was a set it and forget it 6 years ago. I worked this funnel 6 years ago for a specific piece of software that I had on my site, and I worked it until I got it down to a $2 click per month cost. I was getting the maximum amount of traffic that I could possibly get to this based on the keywords that I selected for $2 a month. I did that for 6 years and got a $70 per month return. Now, you know, that's one stream of income. $70 a month is not a lot of money. But if you do that 1,000 times, that's pretty significant, right? 1,000 times 70, that's $70,000 a month. That's how you create the passive income. Now, how did I do how did I get it to that kind of return? $2 to a $70 return. Tweak, tighten, and subtract. So I would take the keywords. I started with a lot of keywords, and I created an ad for each keyword. And those keywords that did not work, I stopped that ad. The keywords that worked, I continued those ads. And what I found was one keyword worked. I got down to one keyword out of probably 100 that worked, and I kept that funnel working with just one keyword. And it still works, by the way. Now, it's not so easy to do, and it takes a lot of time, but it's certainly worth it once you do it, because then it's there for the long haul. And you just have to check it occasionally to make sure that it's continuing to perform the way that you think it is. Facebook is the same kind of deal. Facebook advertising is a really great targeting system, so you can use that to build a lot of good PPC campaigns. And you want to, once you get that thing figured out, the next thing you want to figure out is how to scale it, and can you scale it? By scaling it, that means you can just basically exponentially multiply. So instead of a scale of 1, you go to a scale of 10. So could I spend on this one, if I could have spent $20 and gotten $700 back, I would have done it. But because I was getting the maximum amount of traffic, I could not do it there. Now, another way that I could have done it was go to other search engines, and I did do that. The return wasn't as great, but it was still profitable. So I still ran it on other search engines for a much lower return. Banners. You can run banners. You can see banners on other sites. And retargeting is a big part of that. We're not going to talk about retargeting today. But retargeting is becoming a very, very powerful way of advertising and making sure that you can get a lot of bang for your buck. Retargeting, think of it this way. My wife complained the other day that when she went to Zappos and she bought a pair of shoes, that now whenever she goes to Facebook or anywhere else online, she sees only Zappo ads. And that's called retargeting. Zappos has gone through a system. They've tagged her browser and her site. They've tagged her browser so that they know that when she's online and there's an advertising opportunity, they can show her a Zappos ad because she's a buyer. That's going to increase her sales, her purchasing of their products tremendously because it's always there on the screen. Listen, in today's world, the number one thing is you got to remember is how to get on the screen and stay on the screen. Email is a great tool for converting people into customers. Facebook drives me crazy because once you put something on Facebook, it's gone in about 30 seconds. It just scrolls off the screen. So Zappos does use a cookie to do that, Leo. It usually goes through a company to do some targeting, some fancy targeting stuff. There are some different companies that do that. We did an entire course last week for our insiders group on traffic generation. We talked about retargeting in that one as well. Solo Swaps. I love this site, Solo Swaps. It's a good email. You can buy clicks to target and market it there, so you can buy clicks to send email in. The process for this is really simple. You create an email that converts, and you buy clicks from different providers. Over time, you evaluate the return from those, and you just rotate your emails through those different providers, and you continue adding to those providers, so that if you spend $100 on 100 clicks, let's say, you get $200 back in sales or in referrals. Now, I know the lifetime value of my customers, so I know that if I spend $100 to get 100 clicks, and out of that 100 clicks, I convert 10 of those people to a customer, I know that those customers are going to pay me back, 10 customers will pay me back $2,000. So my ROI on that is pretty huge. So you want to do more and more of that, and you want to understand your numbers, like we were saying earlier. Selling yourself. Coaching, celebrity, live events. I don't do a lot of coaching. I have done some in the past. I don't particularly like doing coaching as the guru. I just don't like that whole kind of area. And then you've got the celebrity marketer, people who really make a... Amy Porterfield is a really good example of that. She has become her brand. People who become their brands are the celebrity marketers, and I love a lot of them. Kathleen Gage is a great one. We have a lot of those. Paul Evans is a great celebrity marketer. People who really promote themselves as their brand, and that's a great way to do it. So what you're doing, remember, we're still in a prototype, and Georgianne is saying, I'm confused, how can you do all of this before you execute? What you're doing in these prototype situations is you are determining how you want to do your business. You're choosing which of these works for you. You're talking about the opportunities. You did a little self-assessment in the beginning of our training with the first video. And that one helps you understand which of these areas you want to work in, how hard you want to work in these areas, right? So then we get to the test area. The test area is you start with one. So your question was a good one, Georgianne, at the right time. You start with one of these areas that we talked about, then you do the research. This is what we talk about when we talk about research. Let me just close some of this down so we can focus a little bit here. Niche discovery. We have a live training on our site. If you're a MyNAMS member or an insider, you can get to it. It is Kevin Riley's How to Find a Profitable Idea, How to Find Profitable Ideas for Articles, Blog Posts, and Info Products. This is niche training here. And I've given you the PDF for that in this presentation. Here's the link to the training. If you're not a member, you won't be able to watch it live on the site or watch it on the site if you're not a MyNAMS member or a Insider member. But I'm giving you the PDF of the presentation so you can take a look at that as well, because it's important that you understand how to determine your niche. Let's see if I can find that. I have it open elsewhere here. Where is it? Maybe I closed it. Nope, there it is. So this is the PDF that you'll look at when you click on that link. This is a bonus for you for this course. This is Kevin's training on, I don't know if you know Kevin Riley or not. How many people in here know of Kevin Riley? Okay, great. Tony has heard of Kevin. Kit, yes. Excellent. Art says Kevin is the best. Yep, love Kevin. Kevin is one of the best teachers you'll ever run across. He does screenshots and step-by-step processes all the way through creation. He is a master of creating passive income. So Kevin is a great guy to know, and I would recommend him highly to you to follow. He did a training for us on niche research. And basically what he did through this training was walk you through the process of finding a hot market. And you can take a look through this, and let's see. He's using the hiking example in this training that he does on the site. And he talks about using magazines and Amazon. He loves magazines.com and Amazon.com to find out if there is a niche. He used hiking as an example, and if there's a magazine, there are advertisers. If there are advertisers, there are buying customers. So that's where he starts, with magazines and niche sites on Amazon. Okay, I'm going to show you some tools here that we need to use. Let's see if I've got that open too. Yes, I do. Keyword research. This is the tool that I like to use for keyword research. I have been a paying member of this site for $500 a year, but I'm finding that the free site, the free version of this site, is limiting, but it's pretty good. I don't really need to have all of this. So this is freekeywords.wordtracker.com. People familiar with this? Yes or no in the question box. Okay, the link is on our, it's nams.ws/WT. I'm typing that in as well into the chat box. That is going to take you to the free keyword tool at Word Tracker. So you type in your keyword. You have to set up an account, by the way, and it's kind of a pain to set up the account. But you do set up an account, and then you can get to it pretty consistently after that. I always use LastPass as my password manager, so I do secure passwords and all of that. And I recommend you use LastPass too. But I'm just going to show you here how to use keyword tool. So you type in your keyword. Here's hiking. That's what Kevin was showing us. And you can choose whether it's a keyword inside a search term or keywords in any order or keyword exact keyword only. You can choose to include plurals or adult keywords. I don't include adult keywords. That's not my market. But I do include exact keyword inside a search term. Now, if I did hiking and, well, first off, we'll just go down here and look. Here is the returns. When I click search, it finds hiking. Searches are 36,537. The total search is 69,919. I've gotten different answers about whether this is weekly, daily, or annually on the searches. My good friend Karen Thaxton, who is an SEO search expert, says that this is an annual, and she's plugged into these guys. So we assume this is an annual search. Or at least I assume it is. So 36,000 on hiking alone. That's a pretty broad keyword term. The competition on that is pretty low for pages that have been created specifically optimizing that. But the in, this is the in anchor and title, which means it is in the anchor text of the site and in the title of the site a lot. 46,400. The KEI is 67.8. The KEI is, this is called the Keyword Effectiveness, I think, Index. Yeah, Keyword Effectiveness Index from Word Tracker. And this tells you, this, the highest is 100. This tells you how effective this keyword would be for you to pursue. The deeper and more focused your niche is, the easier it is for you to dominate that niche. So, for example, hiking tent is a pretty good keyword. There's a 1,300 keyword searches, 6 competition, 49 sites have that optimized in their anchor or their title, 80 is the KEI. That's a pretty good keyword. So you could, and by the way, here's a trick. If you were using this and you would say, well, how do you write sentences based on hiking tent? Punctuation, Google does not see punctuation. So if you ended your sentence with hiking, period, started it with tent or tents, Google would see that as a keyword of hiking tent. So there's a lot of ways to skin that cat. And you can do the same with hiking boots. Sedona hiking trails. Sedona hiking trails, if you're in the travel niche and you're doing some outdoor stuff, that's a good keyword. Sedona hiking trails, 1,151 searches, 4 competition, 7, only 7 in the optimized page. You're going to get on the front page if you optimize that page. You're going to get on the front page of Google for those searches if you do that. And that's an 85 KEI. Okay. So I'm building a site on hiking, let's say, and we're going to pull the keywords from this page. One of the things that we found out last week in our traffic course with Ross Goldberg, Ross was our guest expert last week, was that you want to make sure that you look for keywords that are not research keywords, but that are buying keywords. So here's an example. Here's hiking shoes. And if you wanted to find the right keyword for that for buying, of course, you could just add buy to the front of it. Buy hiking shoes. Then you would find out, well, let's do that. Let's find out what buy hiking shoes turns into. And it may be a lot less keywords. It will definitely be a lot less searches, is what I'm saying. And notice the exact keyword inside search term is still checked, which means it won't be hiking shoes by, it'll be by hiking shoes. And there's only 2 in that. There's only 2 searches in that. So it's where to buy hiking shoes, New York City. But I'll tell you what, if it was 2 per day, that would be a perfect keyword to do because you're going to own that niche. Look at that, it's 100. And if you made 1 sale a day and you got a $10 commission, $10 times 365 days, $3,650 a year, that's a pretty good little stream of income. You want that, right? Okay. Rhonda, no, spaces don't matter either. Google actually does not look at spaces or punctuation. Okay? That's, yeah, so Kim is asking, how do you distinguish between buying versus research? So we just went through that by doing a buy, adding buy to that. You can also do it by going through other, let's go back to hiking and see what we've got here. Let's see. The more specific, the better it's going to be for buying. So if somebody is Sierra Hiking Trading Gear Boots Kids 829 searches for that. That's a pretty specific keyword. So that means that it's people looking for something specific. Sierra hiking, trading, gear, boots, kids. That's probably, and there's no competition for that. 829 searches. Hiking, Canada hiking vacation. That's fairly specific. Still a lot of research, but fairly specific. Five great hiking, fall hiking boots. That's research, but at least people are looking for fall hiking boots. So that's specific. They're looking for fall hiking boots, something that they can buy. LL Bean hiking boots, women. There you go. That's a buyer right there. Somebody looking for LL Bean hiking boots. Okay, so there's that's a good example. We're not going to spend that much time here because we're running out of time. Okay, you do the keyword research. You validate the market. There's that link, by the way, to WordTracker. You validate the market. You look for the magazines, television, banners. See if people are buying. Kevin talked about that in his PDF and in this presentation. See if people are buying. You want to make sure there's competition, how many and how good. So the competition is, you can't have a business without competition. You want to make sure there's a lot of buying, which means there's going to be some competition. If there's no competition, there's probably not much in the way of selling going on in that niche. Now, we're not talking about keyword competition here. We're talking about niche competition. Prospects and customers, freebies, researchers, and buyers. We just talked about that as well. So people, for example, in that hiking category, best hiking boots might be people that are doing more researching. People that are looking for hiking clubs are not buyers. They are looking for freebie information about hiking clubs. Okay? So you want to validate the approach that you're going to use using these five areas that we talked about above. So now you've tested your when you've done this, you've tested your niche, you've tested your approach, and you're ready to execute and start building out your system. We provided a worksheet, a checklist, and a calendar for you. So let's go look at that. Let's see, where is my checklist? There's the checklist. And in this checklist that we provided for you, you can this helps you decide which of these that you're going to build. I've decided on the passive income creation model that suits me best. Affiliate marketing, creating an affiliate program for my own products, that would be selling products, creating a signature product as well as other aids and accessories which I can populate in the marketplace. This kind of crosses into the celebrity personality arena, but it is a signature product, so it is still selling products. Affiliate marketing, a topic with multiple products for that niche. So you can see you can go through this checklist and actually start building your funnel. This is, again, prototyping, but it's the beginning part of your prototype. It's the beginning part of your execution. I'm sorry. It's the beginning part of the execution. So here's all of the questions you want to ask yourself. And it's really right down to the nitty-gritty specifics of helping you build your site and getting moving in the right direction. So you would identify your keywords. That's an important thing. You're doing this through your research, okay? Okay, so that's your checklist. That's included on the mind map and in the site. So you click this link, this checklist will open. You click the worksheet, and it will open. And that is it open? I don't think I've got it open. So let me check it. Somebody asked if Jason and Will is my coach. No, they're not my business coach. They're great guys, and I learn a ton from them, but they are not my business coaches. I have had probably 5 different business coaches over the last 6 or 7 years, and it's really important to have a good business coach in my mind. And I don't know anybody, to tell the truth, who's successful who does not have a business coach. Okay, so here's the checklist. These are the questions you need to ask yourself. I'm sorry, the worksheet. These are the questions you need to ask yourself in the worksheet. What keywords do your subscribers use for searches? That's where you go in and you do the search using the free keyword tools. You start identifying the key areas of your marketplace that way, and you start building your site to optimize for those keyword search terms. Let's see. Oh, the avatar. Your customer avatar is really important. You want to make sure that you focus on who your customer is. If you're doing a hiking site, let's go back to that. If you're doing a hiking site, you don't want to focus your site on kids, let's say. You might want to focus your site on parents as an activity, but definitely not kids. Kids are not going to be your buyers. It's going to be the parents who would think that hiking might be a good thing for their kids to do. Okay, so yeah, PC, mobile, all these kind of things that you need to start digging into. So these are here for you to use to actually go through your computer or go through your system and using your tools that we're providing you and figuring out how to build a stream of passive income. That's what this is all about. And then the calendar, I'm not going to open that up because the calendar actually is a planning calendar. I do have it open here, and all you need to do is go look at the planning calendar, and it helps you detail what you need to do on a daily basis. I do want to talk about the calendar. The thing that separates the wheat from the chaff on success and not success in building passive income is consistency. If you have a calendar and you're working things consistently, you're going to be much, much more successful. You can't be hit and miss. You got to do this over and over and over every day for the next few years. And when you get to the end of that period, you're going to have a big, big base of passive income if you've done it correctly. Okay? That's one of the keys. You've built your, see this one line, you decided on your approach, you're building a funnel. That's it. Everything has led up to this. So when you build the funnel, what that means is you're building a offer. You're building a site. You're building an offer. You're building a second offer. And you're building a third offer. And those things walk you all the way through your funnel. Now, your funnel could be an e-course. It can be an e-book. It can be a membership site. It is a marketing funnel that takes you through the process. This is where you are spending any money. Up to this point, you haven't spent much money. You've invested a lot of time in figuring out what you want to do, how you want to do it, and designing it. But now that you know all of this information and you've tested your marketplace, you know that it's worth spending the money. So this is where you spend the money to get people in to help you build your site and to help you create the product. And there's a gazillion ways to create products. If you're going to create products, you don't have to create products. This can be a completely affiliate focused model. So that's where you just start building out your marketing funnel. Now, the last two here we don't spend a lot of time on because they're pretty self-explanatory. So if you do feedback, you've got your funnel in place, nobody's coming, what does that tell you? It tells you you're not getting traffic. If you're not getting traffic, how do you get traffic? Well, you've got to start doing more promotion. You've got to start doing more content. You've got to start leveraging your list building activities. You've got to start doing more and more material, more and more stuff to start driving more people to your funnel. So traffic is a big thing. Traffic is something you can learn. Traffic is something that we focus on in our membership. And I said last week we had an entire course like this about doing traffic. It was a 4-hour course using our mind map processes. But feedback comes to you in multiple ways. You can get communication feedback. I get a lot of communication via email, via Skype, via Facebook. I call those kind of focus group emails. Focus group can be people who have a common interest who want to give you their feedback about a process that you've built. Support desk, that's a great place for getting feedback. People who could not figure out how to make something happen in your system. You go in and you fix that. You remove as much friction as possible in your process so that you don't keep people from making the next step. You actually lead them to the next step easily. Technical. Are they clicking? What happens when they click? And you can find that all out in Google Analytics. We did a 4-hour course about Google Analytics and how to use that and set up goals and conversions and tracking and all of that in Google Analytics. And it can be a little overwhelming when you get started, but once you go through it and learn about how powerful it is, it's an amazing tool that will help you understand your conversions, where people are coming from, what keywords they're using to find you, and how to get to how to leverage that so you can add more and more traffic. This is the best feedback. Are they buying? Are they buying more? Are they buying nothing? And if they're not buying, then you're doing something wrong. So the marketplace will give you really good feedback. Sorry, I didn't turn that phone off. I should have. Now, once you've gotten feedback and you've collected your feedback, you can do a lot more to get feedback, by the way. You can do surveys. You can do a lot of things that you can actually create change requests. You can, based on what you're getting from your support desk, what you're doing from testing, you can do a lot more testing and figure out how to keep sites improving all the time. Once you get all the feedback that you want, then you start figuring out how to improve your site. Here's the key. Here's the key to everything. Use your feedback. Don't just collect feedback. Use your feedback. Make sure you implement the changes that are going to improve your processes. Don't worry about improving your site, the way it looks or whatever, so much. You want to improve your process. If you improve your process first, your frictionless process, you're going to make a lot more sales and make a lot more improvements that actually matter to your site. So you want to focus on improving your processes. Now, the other thing you might find out in feedback is you've got another product. Maybe there's a second helping of what you just sold them. Maybe there's a version 2 that you can release. And what do you do with that? You start all the way back up at the beginning in the dream state, and you go through the entire process again. And now you're creating another stream of passive income. Dream, prototype, test, execute, feedback, improve. Do it again. Same, same. Okay? Has this been helpful to you guys? Let's see. Pat says, as a novice, this has been very informative. If I join a program, do I get access to the archived workshops you've been referring to here? Pat, if you're a newcomer, if you're new to online business as a novice, you say, I would not join the insiders group. The insiders group would be for you later. But if I were you, I would definitely take advantage of the lifetime membership that we're offering, and I'll give you a link to that right now. So because we go through the processes in the system very clearly and linearly using our dashboard from, I think we've got a 52-module dashboard in there that you can go in and start from the beginning and go to the end and become an advanced marketer using all of that material. So let's see, this is NAMS.WS for life, I think it is. Let me just make sure that is the link before I put it in here. Maybe not. Yeah, there it is. Okay. And we're not really promoting this right now. We'll be promoting this more toward the end of the week. But the price is, like I said, going up on next Monday, 7 days from now. This is the lifetime membership, and if you want to see what you get in the lifetime membership, go to the join site, and you'll see the grid at the bottom, which outlines all of the lifetime, all of the benefits of the MyNAMS Total Business System, which is the middle membership that we have, not the Insiders Group, not the Vault, but the real training membership site. Now that gives you all of the benefits in there, and you'll see what those are. Just hover over the benefits on the left, and there's more explanation for each of those there. So, okay, so Jess said this was amazing. Thank you so much. Tim says, yes, but then we can outsource this. That's great. Yep. That's what we want you to do, is figure out your passive income and create outsourcing paths, outsourcing opportunities. Give yourself more time for that. That's exactly it. Okay, and Shirley says, start up with developing your process and note every single element, I guess she's saying, to improve the process. I used to do this for a lot of irregular activities at my last job. Yeah, it's all about the process to me. Process and design always keeps you out of trouble. That's one of the things I learned in the corporate world. Was the more you spend on design, the less you spend on execution, and the more successful you are once you do execute. And Kit says, what point should you get a personal coach? I think you get a personal coach from the beginning. There are coaches out there who work with newbies. There's just no reason for you to try to figure out all this stuff yourself. So if you can do the personal coach now, you are committed to doing this, I suggest you do that. Now, I can give you some recommendations for personal coaches. Contact me at our support desk at namssupport.com, and we'll give you some recommendations from our instructor group for personal coaches based on where you are, okay? Susanna said, thanks, this is great. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Susanna. And Lauren says, great training. Okay, good, guys. I'm glad this was helpful to you. Do you have any other questions that you want to ask before we end this recording? Outstanding. Okay, looks like this has been worthwhile. Lauren says, the focus on systems is something new to me. Wonderful insight. Kim, it's Lauren. By the way, Lauren, it's all about systems. To be successful, it's all about systems. Candy, this will be on the Found Money thank you page. This video will be posted there as well. And Leo is saying, how do we set up a support desk? I use Zendesk, Leo. There's a free version of Zendesk, and it's pretty easy to set it up on one of your servers. I think they even have a hosted version if you want to do that. Nope, was not ignoring you, Candy. Sorry. Just was handling a lot of different things here. And yes, you can outsource it. You can certainly outsource setting up your Zendesk. I even outsource my support. So I have somebody, that's one of those things that I do outsource, is I have somebody who I work with. In fact, we had a staff meeting just before we came on today. And we have one of the people in our staff meeting is the person I outsource my support desk to. So. All right. Thank you, guys. This has been really fun. I appreciate it. This has been helpful to me, too, because we're always trying to build more passive income for all of us. It's great to have a great base of income and build more freedom for our lives. So there you go. Enjoy. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.